The Sandman author Neil Gaiman, facing allegations of sexual abuse, dropped by Dark Horse Comics. By Breitbart News on January 28, 2025. New York, AP, one of Neil Gaiman's publishers has dropped him as the British author faces multiple allegations of sexual assault and harassment. And his name is not on the website of the agency which has for years handled his speaking appearances. Dark Horse Comics announced on X last weekend that it would no longer release its illustrated series based on Gaiman's novel, Anansi Boys. The seventh of eight planned editions came out earlier this month. Dark Horse takes seriously the allegations against Neil Gaiman and we are no longer publishing his works, reads the statement from Dark Horse, which still includes Gaiman's books on its website. Allegations against Gaiman, known for such bestsellers as Coraline and the Sandman series, first emerged last summer on a Tortoise Media podcast. After a lengthy New York Magazine article in January included allegations from eight women of assault, abuse and coercion, Gaiman responded with a blog post, denying any wrongdoing. "Like most of us, I'm learning, and I'm trying to do the work needed, and I know that that's not an overnight process," he wrote. "At the same time, as I reflect on my past, and as I re-review everything that actually happened as opposed to what is being alleged, I don't accept there was any abuse." Gaiman's office and his literary agent did not immediately respond to requests for comment Monday. Gaiman has worked with numerous publishers over the years. Two of them, HarperCollins and W.W. Norton, have said they have no plans to release his books in the future. Others, including Bloomsbury, have so far declined comment. Gaiman still lists the Stephen Barclay Agency on his website as a contact for personal appearances, but his name doesn't appear on the agency's client list. Barclay did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Disney has paused a planned adaptation of Gaiman's The Graveyard Book, while Netflix is still scheduled to release a second season based on The Sandman.